Hi, I'm from the middle of Canada, almost middle of North America. They have an Arcadius camp in outside Calgary each summer, which is quite an involved one. Arcadius is for the boys, Captivania is for the girls, and it's all theme-based. Originally, it started with Lord of the Rings, I think, but then they had copyright. So they've been doing it for a number of years. My son-in-law had gone one time and just thrilled. Now, does it mean they've changed their lives forever? Not necessarily, but there are things out there. One point, Father, you were mentioning about the three groups close by trying to get together. I found when I do my training, I try and find an activity. We've gone to laser tag, and we did an escape room one time, and it just helps bring the boys together. And we only have one club for hours around, so it was easy, but they enjoy that. They enjoy just getting out and seeing me make a fool of myself. How come I can't guess those things? Like, what's wrong with you? But that activity brings them together, and they start talking, and they start sharing. So that's part of what's out there. And as Christine has mentioned, there's lots of national things going on. I know Donovan has been involved with Conquest for over 20 years. And they were doing things back then, going to Cornwall and doing different things. And just sharing activities, sharing videos of what they've done through their projects and their meetings. So it was really quite good. One thing I just wanted to share when the others are speaking, I find Conquest, and I do this with any kids, my own kids hopefully, is they need a safe place to talk, to fail, and grow. So if they fail, it's not condemning. It's just, okay, so, as Michael said, so what can we do next time to make it better? What can we do to grow? What can we do to make this better? What can we do to captivate them? What can we do? And most of it comes back to the responsibility of, well, I got to prepare more, or I've got to do this, or as a leader, I might be able to, what if you do this? You know, and through our experiences, we can offer suggestions to them, which would be, sometimes it's Holy Spirit. Most of the time with me, it's Holy Spirit driven, because I can't think of it myself. So, So just sharing part of what's your question there. I may pipe in later too. So, thank you.
Thank you.
If you have to hop off, feel free to do that. We're gonna wrap up in a few minutes here, but I'm loving everyone sharing, and I'm gonna ask a few people maybe just to wrap us up if there's any last thoughts. But I just wanted to really speak to all of you, and when it comes to training your leaders, it can be very overwhelming, and I just want you to take a deep breath and realize God has asked you to do this, and you have life experiences. You have your own journey. I would start with taking some time and reflecting, what have I learned as a man? What did I learn in my 20s? What did I then learn as I got a little bit older? And share those lessons with your boys. If you do that in your training sessions, they will just be like, wow, he's sharing his life with me. He's sharing, like my husband would share with the boys, you guys, I really struggled with fear, and this is what I did to overcome it, or I didn't understand my emotions, or how to be vulnerable, or I didn't know that it was okay to be broken and just and accept myself, but to keep going to confession, like whatever it is, share it with them, and that's really going to be powerful. And then you can get to the other stuff, the more, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead, anyone else that wants to wrap us up tonight?
I think if I could, one last, just the one of the things that we talk a lot about, albeit myself and the other Darks of Youth Ministry and the diocesan staff of the Arlington Diocese, is the importance of the factors that keep youth Catholic as they get older. And one of the things that is always pointed to from a national study on youth and religion is that every adult that a young person knows, non-related adult that they know in their parish, makes them, that much more likely to be practicing the faith as a young adult and as an adult. And I think just that your relationship with these team leaders, with these young men, even apart from all of the incredible mentorship and teaching and instruction and you know, leadership and example that you're providing for them, just that they see you, they know you, you know them, and you recognize them as young men and entrust them with this great responsibility. And you have this relationship with them, and they see you, they see your faith. Just that alone, knowing that, is going to help them to persevere in their faith. So I think, like I said at the beginning, golly, if I could just take this conference call and bring it to my parish where I'm working as director of youth ministry, we could have a powerhouse youth ministry program in the parish overnight. But just what you're doing is so incredible and impressive, and I'll pray for you. And I'm excited to see people carrying on the work of Conquest and, you know, not able to currently be involved in a club. But yeah, I'm just thrilled to see some, you know, men from all over the country and North America doing awesome work with young men. And yeah, keep up the good work.
Thank you very much for your time and your experience tonight. It's helpful, very helpful.
Thank you.
I just want to share a couple of activities that we've been doing over the last couple of years. One is combined. I call it Conquest and Challenge meet at the same parish school. And it's been very good. The longest time takes is when they're all saying goodbye to each other because they get to mingle. And they know each other. But what we do is we do a family night in May where the leaders, Boys Challenge and Conquest, organize activities where we invite families. And I find it very good because the families, the parents get to meet each other and see each other and form relationships with each other. A lot of them know each other, but this solidifies a bit more of why they're sending the kids to Challenge and Conquest. And it's been very positive. I think this is our third year running with the family night. What we've also started doing as a wind-up for Conquest is we have a father-son camp, which is open to anyone in the world to come. And that's been very good. The last 2 years, we've been able to get Father Alex out from Calgary. And he's promised me another priest this year, but it's a blast. Dads get to see the priests especially, but they get to see the boys interacting with others. And the dads can have that bonding time. And we have a schedule where we set, there's teaching, but we also have a Saturday afternoon is just family time. You can get together with another family, but you do something with your boys, whether it's riding a bike or going fishing or just wandering aimlessly. And it's always been good. Our big highlight 2 years ago, we got there, it started raining and winds and blowing, and it continued until the moment we left. It didn't daunt our activities. But the kids are still talking about it. And the dads are going, I don't know how we did it. But we had a blast. We only lost 2 poles from the tent, and that was it. Go and have some fun. Go and have some fun with them. Thanks for sharing. Thanks, Christina.
I love this. And it is so important to have fun with them. And it's so important that they feel loved. Don't get overwhelmed by the curriculum. I mean, you could simply do a training on the rosary. How many young men know how to pray the rosary? I mean, we got to get back to the basics sometime. So, any other thoughts? All right.
Good.
This has been awesome. I look forward to our next call and organizing one that's going to be for the teens. That'll be awesome. And I just thank you and God bless you all. We really thank you. And just call me. I'm on the website. You can find me if you just want to get in touch with someone that was here tonight. I'm here to serve you. So thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.